Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about taking responsibility or not taking responsibility and the harm it does. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, we see that from time to time, there are different disasters that could have been prevented if someone were to take responsibility, if there wasn't such indifference. And we see that it's something that repeats itself every now and then. And maybe it's a kind of a general feeling. And maybe not only in Israel, but we'd like to focus on what's going on here in Israel. That there's a feeling that no one's taking any responsibility for the things that are going on. Maybe it's a result of pride. Maybe people just feel that things are going to be okay. And we see that usually all these things lead to many very unpleasant things, pain. So what I'd like to ask is, what is this feeling of indifference that people have where they don't take responsibility for their actions? And I'm not even talking about specific individuals because it feels like something more general. There are societies that are more arranged and less arranged in this respect. If we're talking about the people of Israel, I'm surprised to find out every time that they have this feeling that, everything's going to be fine. God will help us. Everything will fall into place. They feel like they're in the presence of the upper force. I remember, I think it was maybe Ben-Gurion or Golda Meir that talked to De Gaulle. So De Gaulle says, how is it that you win all your wars and so on? Do you believe in the upper force? So he was told, I don't exactly remember by whom, Golda or Dayan. So they said, we take it into account as an integral component. That's interesting. Meaning, it's not that we think that there's some upper force, something, but that it's for sure. This is what I want to say, that it's something that's there for sure, with us, for us, fighting for us, and everything's going to be fine. And I also see it now, the way we behave with our neighbors, and sometimes there's such disregard of any kind of responsibility for our security that, things are going to be fine. And I think that from time to time, people are becoming more conscious of this. But when I was in the army 40 years ago, it was really terrible. It was, don't worry, gradually everything will fall into place. They're idiots, we're smart. Don't worry about it. The thing is that, on the one hand, it's true. It's true that the upper force is with us, controlling us, that we have a role, that we have to keep existing and reach a certain goal and to lead all of humanity toward it. But the question is, at what price? How much longer can we stand this? Why not take the good path? Why are we taking the bad path with all the suffering and the casualties? Oh, what you're saying is very interesting, because where is the line between our responsibility and our mind? Because I know that there's certain force. No. It's in our mind, it's in our heart. People have this feeling that I belong to the upper force and it'll take care of me. It won't leave me. If it's me as a private individual, oh well. But if it's the chief of staff that's planning some military attack and he says, don't worry, things are going to be okay. Where I can't exactly do the math, the Creator will supplement and everything's going to be fine. That's the problem. So what you're saying is that on the one hand, the people of Israel have this special inclination to say, everything's going to be fine because there is some upper force protecting us. We feel it out of our development of thousands of years, of frustrations, of threats. So it's also as a protective force. How much we suffered, how much we paid for it with our blood, lives, and still everything's going to be okay. That eventually everything's going to be okay, that's true. But how much are you going to pay for it? Everything's going to be okay. So this is where this indifference comes from. It's as if the Creator promises us that will keep existing to the very end and that we will be the ones that will bring all of humanity to Him. Says so in the Torah. I take it into account as a fact. Now, it's interesting because it doesn't necessarily happen on the conscious level. If you ask a person, why are you indifferent? Ask the religious, ask the secular, they feel the same. So I'd like to understand what happens to a society that becomes indifferent, where everyone pins the responsibility on someone else. What could it lead a society to? Big problems? It's good that we have enemies around and inside the country that remind us that we have to take responsibility. Yes, giving us no rest, and only thanks to them are we strong. I'm saying that we have to pray that they won't disappear from the horizon, because then we'll eat each other alive. We'll have inner wars, civil wars, wars between brothers. Therefore, I truly see it as providence that the Creator sends us enough enemies for us to have to deal with them and strengthen ourselves, and then we'll be strong, meaning they cause us to develop. And by the way, they cause society, our society, to develop. Because were it not for an external threat, we'd really eat each other alive. Previously, you talked about the difference between the chief of staff and a private individual. And I wanted to ask, is there a difference, an essential difference, between myself as a private individual, where I don't take responsibility for something, and a public figure that does the same? Obviously, the public figure has a big role, so he is in control of more systems, but I'm not talking about that. I'm asking regarding a person's inner attitude. No difference. Whatever a person's in, however he's built, wherever he is, wherever he's supposed to be in that general vessel, entity called Adam HaRishon, there he has to express complete responsibility. And he's demanded to take responsibility. Every person, there's no difference between a king and someone who sleeps in a barn with horses. So there is a minimum level of responsibility that's demanded of every person, and what is it? I have to be as the Creator towards society. Meaning what? That I have to be responsible for society, for everyone, the way I am responsible for my family. Besides my family, I have to understand that the family belongs to my body, but to the soul, which is something higher, what belongs to it is the body of society. And there I have to be responsible, just like I'm responsible corporeally for my family. The very same way, I have to have spiritual responsibility for my spiritual family. Is this something that we can reach through legislating laws, or is it something else? Never, ever. We see that even those people that have great responsibilities, they disregard them. So responsibility isn't something that we can write a list of laws, procedures, and this will develop our sense of responsibility. No. It's a person's inner sensitivity where he feels others as himself, and he cares for them even before he cares for himself at his own expense. So why is there a feeling that nowadays there is much less taking of responsibility in general, even versus a few years ago? Yeah? Today, people are even proud about it, that I don't care about anyone and anything. How did it happen that we suddenly lost any sense of responsibility? Because the more we started connecting, we started discovering that, on the one hand, we're all interdependent. On the other hand, we don't want to be interdependent. We want to be free. And so around this, we have developed entire new systems that do what? That say, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So is there some kind of correlation between the freedom that a person aspires for and not taking responsibility? And if so, what is the correct, healthy correlation? Freedom, I don't know what that is, because a person is never free. Freedom is a result of the supplementation between forces. There has to be an inner compensation, and then we'll have freedom. As it says in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the right, the left, and between them the middle line, the golden path. This is felt as freedom because it stands in between two contradicting forces, and that a person yearns to achieve the force of good, the force of light, and to be able to use the upper force. This is only on a very special spiritual degree. Previously, you talked about sensitivity. You said that legislation won't help people become more responsible for their actions, but only developing this inner sensitivity in a person toward the people around him, up to the point where he cares for them more than he cares for himself. This is some kind of ideal that we have to aspire for. Okay, this is a very high degree of responsibility where an individual feels that he's responsible for everyone else, even at his own expense. This is something that you can develop psychologically. Okay, before we go there, today it's the complete opposite. And as a result, we have different kind of disasters that happen. And immediately the discussion is, who's responsible? So after a disaster happens, what's the right way to deal with it, with responsibility? All of society is to blame. It never taught people how to be responsible. What is man? Man is a product of society. And so there's no one who's responsible or to blame here on his own. What do you mean that all of society is responsible? There was a certain disaster. There were people that were in charge of certain things, and we start checking who's to blame. He's to blame or she's to blame. The problem is that no one wants to take responsibility. I don't think that this is the problem. Of course, no one wants to take responsibility or will want to. This isn't the issue. The issue is how can society manage itself in such a way that there is a mechanism and also a person who will be responsible, but especially that there will be a mechanism that will care for responsibility and so that such disasters will not happen. It all depends on society itself. You can't throw the responsibility of an entire society on one person. Stick a note on his forehead. You're responsible. And what? How will it help you? So you'll kill him. And what next? You don't solve the problem by that. It's a social problem. That society doesn't feel that it needs to feel responsible for the force of responsibility to accompany it, for it to generate it from within. Maybe the problem is that individuals in a society or a society as a whole don't feel how they influence each other and therefore, you know, people don't feel responsible. Meaning, because, like you said, the feeling that we're responsible for each other is lacking. In our society, I don't see anyone who's responsible for the country, for society, for the police, for the army. Everyone in a specific framework of their own, to the extent to which that role compels them, but not that they're responsible, they just carry out their role. What does it mean to be responsible? It means that for me, it's the uppermost value that I don't care what happens, but that I'll give the country or the system that I'm responsible for security, that I'll acquire a sense of responsibility for it, like an insurance policy. So if I understand, there's like a person who's responsible for a certain sector or a certain field. Now, my responsibility, is it only for my slot, or am I also responsible to see the connection between my slot and the rest of the slots? Everything, including everything, until the end of correction. What do you mean? It means that I have to see society as a whole under the general responsibility of the upper general force that controls it and sustains it. And we bring society to a state where the upper force takes care of it and sustains it by the responsibility of each and every one of us, and that we supplement each other with our own responsibility, personal responsibility. So there is this one force that's responsible for the entire system. And let's say that by mistake, I'm saying, okay, there is this force that's responsible in everything, but I'm indifferent. Everything's going to be fine. That force will take care of everything. This is exactly what's happening. So if you can please explain, what's the right way to think about these things in order to cooperate with that force, for it to really protect me, only to the extent to which you keep yourself and others more than yourself, then the way you keep others comes back to you and keeps you. So there are certain conditions here, principles. The condition is very simple, that I am a part of society, and to the extent to which society will feel responsible, so will I, for society as a whole. This is called mutual responsibility, arvut in Hebrew. This is exactly what the arvut is, where we're responsible for each other. So what's the connection between responsibility and arvut, as we call it in Hebrew, this concept? We can say that in many of the cases or situations, they're interchangeable. I have to see society as a result of my responsibility, my efforts, and to the extent to which I feel that way, I turn to the upper force, demanding of it or him to perform these actions on society, and I am as a transition between the upper force and society, that I have to determine my responsibility for it. What's my responsibility? To bring the upper force to take care of society. And also you through you, and he through himself. And then what follows is that all in all, through all of us, we bring the upper force to society for it to protect it. I'm a bit confused. You said that there's a mistake the Jews tend to do where they say, everything's going to be fine, the upper force is with us, without them taking any action, any intervention. You can ask, so a person, he has to rely on his own forces and not on the upper force? He has to rely on his own forces to bring the upper force. This is his responsibility. Yeah. Dr. Lightman, please explain. We do not have the forces to take care of the future of society. We don't. I can't say everything's going to be fine. When can I say that? When I draw the good that does good and he comes, then things are going to be good. But without working with the Creator, drawing the reforming light, drawing the force of good, if I just say that things are going to be fine, it's complete stupidity. So the responsibility of a person is to take different actions to draw the upper force, to protect society, to keep it. Yeah, that's our work. So a person can get those good forces only after he did what he is responsible for. Only then can he say that the general force of good will support us too and things are going to be fine. No. There's nothing like everything's going to be fine. The extent to which I become a conduit and bring the upper force to society, I can say everything's going to be fine. Where this upper force flows through me into society, and then I see its result. So my responsibility is to turn myself into a conduit that flows the force of good into society. Yeah, that's called arvut, mutual responsibility, which is what? That I am society's guarantor, that everything's going to be good, that I can be responsible for it. And the conduit, what is it connected to? To the upper force on the one side, and I myself am the conduit, and on the other side is the place that I'm responsible for, which is society. Yeah? So, who is the upper force, the source of all good? The upper light, creator, it doesn't matter how you call this. The source of life. Okay, how do I connect my conduit to him? I take deficiency from society. Deficiency meaning what? To feel safe, to be successful, whatever they want. Yeah, I process it correctly inside of me for it not to be egoistic, and I raise these deficiencies to the upper force. I pray for them. I get from the upper force something called mad, meaning forces, and pass them back to society. And then society receives these forces by which it starts connecting. And in the mutual connection that it acquires now, they supplement, complete each other. And this is what we need, that in this mutual supplementation and completion, it discovers that it's filled with the upper spiritual force of good, and then nothing can harm it. And it's all up to you, that you have connected to the general desire of society on the one side, and on the other side, you connect it to the upper force. So why someone succeeds in becoming a conduit and someone else doesn't? He doesn't know how to do it. You have to teach him. You have to acquire certain wisdom in order to be able to do it. Yes, but everyone has to. because no one can fulfill their role in society otherwise. And this is everyone's responsibility, the responsibility of each and everyone. So Nitsa has her own conduit, I have my own, you have your own, and if I don't connect my conduit through which the good can flow into society, it'll be lacking. Yeah? So everyone has to be responsible. Yeah? Dr. Leitman, our time's unfortunately up. What do we have to know about responsibility? We have to learn how to be responsible, but everyone has to. But by this, you become like the upper force, like the creator, and you bring the sense of confidence and security to society. You bring it, and in that, you fulfill it, you protect it, you become great in this respect, and so does everyone else. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us till next time. All the best.